Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a winepress. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Good morning, Patriots. Happy day of Pentecost. We made it. It is the 50th day. It's the day 50. It is the day we celebrate Jubilee. And so I'm so glad to see you. Hey, everybody over there on the chat, I see you over there. And I'm hoping that the YouTube, I don't see that one up yet, but I'm going to be watching for that as soon as I have the link. I will share that. If you're new here, I'm Melissa Redpill. We look at the current events in the light of God's word. This is biblical. This is not a coincidence that this is happening today. And we're going to talk about what is happening today on the 50th day of Pentecost. What we've done, if you're new here, we have been counting the Omer, one little grain, every one little bundle of little barley every day for the past 7 weeks. And today is the day of Pentecost. This is the famous day when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the disciples so that they would have the power to go and spread the gospel. And this is the day that in the Bible it talks about there being a day of Jubilee, a day of rejoicing, a day when the captives are freed and the debts are canceled. And I'm going to show you today how that is happening. So the first thing I want to jump in and show you is President Trump just posted bye-byes, adios. In other words, go with God to judgment. Now, he's not talking about the IRGC. He's not talking about people of Iran. Of course, he's talking about the criminal cabal, the satanic mafia, New World Order, bye-byes. This is the end of it. This is, they're done. They're done. I'm going to show you how here in just a second. So I'll go through the list. He is saying the end of Babylon, the destruction of the New World Order, the crushing of the Antichrist, satanic criminal mafia. And I say, happy Pentecost. Who gives me the thumbs up? Happy Pentecost. If you are new here, definitely join with us over on my channel, Melissa Redpill, and you will find out more about what I'm talking about. This is my bestseller book, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. It's the end times for them and 1,000 Years of Peace for us. That's where we are headed into the golden age. You'll find out more about that. I'm not going to go into a whole lot of that detail, but I will show you where it talks about the fall of Babylon. Babylon is fallen. We're going to do that today, as well as look at the financial, what's going on the financial too. So thank you, President Trump, our genius, amazing president. So exciting to see what's happening. Our wonderful Dan Scavino posted this last night. It has almost 1 million views. I can't play the sound, but it is the beautiful Vincenzo from our great tenor, Luciano Pavarotti. And so he's saying, I'll translate it into English. It says, set stars, set. Hurry up and set so the dawn can break, because at dawn, I will win. Vincenzo. And so this is... He's posted this several times, but I really do feel that this day is just a huge day on the timeline of history. So pinch yourself that you are here to see this day, that you are awake and you're aware and you're in this battle. You are so blessed to be in this battle, fighting this battle and winning this battle, and have the eyes to see it. And remember, many times our Lord Jesus said, you know, when he would talk to the people and they were like, well, some of these people don't understand. He says, let him who has ears to hear, let him hear. Let him who has eyes to see, let him see. And I'm just so thankful that we have the eyes to see it. We have the ears to hear it. Very, very thankful for that. Very exciting that we live in this day. So here is President Trump, our wonderful, amazing, genius president, who has been working tirelessly. He was in the Oval Office yesterday, and they're like, he's working still. He's working hard. He didn't go to Don Jr.'s wedding last night, which is, again, this whole the song Vincero is really about a beautiful wedding. It really is. There's so much symbolism. It's really amazing. You know, Carolyn Leavitt having a baby, which is like we're birthing this kingdom, and the beautiful wedding feast that we are entering into. So this is so beautiful. But President Trump, of course, is at the White House working hard as usual. What is he doing? And you're going to hear, I'm preparing you now, you're going to hear from the cabal, the cabal operatives that, oh, he gave in, he relinquished, he doesn't, you know, he gave up and they ran right over him. Not true. That is not the truth. Don't even listen to any of that. That's what they're going to say. But this is what really is happening, is that the cabal is boxed out. The cabal is boxed out. Remember how yesterday he was saying that he's having all these phone calls with Saudi Arabia. He's having the phone calls with UAE and Bahrain. He's already gone over to China and he's met with Xi Jinping. And basically anyone who does business with the cabal, not Iran, not free Iran, but anyone who does business with Iran as a proxy for the New World Order will not do business with America. Finished. End of story. And we know who they are. Bessent, as I said yesterday, I did a video yesterday. I hope you guys got to see it. If you didn't see it, definitely go and watch this Trump's Winning Chess Moves. This is where it's connecting the dots on that these, quote, IRGC, Iranian tankers, etc., are owned by the United Kingdom, basically by the cabal in the, quote, City of London. And he knows, Bessent knows. And they say, if you do business with any of them where they get one penny, you're out. And they've already for years been waiting for this day. We've been waiting for Pentecost. We've been counting the Omer for how long? This is the end of their being able to make one penny on our suffering. And I also talked about in this video how President Trump is shutting down all their trafficking of everything, drugs, children. They cannot make one penny on any of that. They are boxed out. They cannot make any money on any of these evil things that they've been doing throughout the world. Very exciting. So when you hear that the Strait of Hormuz is opening, that means it's opening for valid business that is outside of the cabal's control. Very, very exciting. That is the fight that we're in, and that is the fight that President Trump just won. Happy Pentecost. Happy Pentecost. Isn't this amazing? Bahrain won't do business with the New World Order. Russia won't do business with the New World Order. UAE, nobody will, because they want to move forward and not have these criminals running the world. What a day. Literally, Babylon has fallen on Pentecost. Praise the Lord for that. This is what you will hear on mainstream media. Trump's Iran deal ensures the U.S. military stays in the region for the next 30 days. No weakening of his position on the Strait. It will be enforced. President Trump said the Strait of Hormuz will be opened. The deal states that the U.S. forces will stay in the proximity of Iran for 30 days. The context here is that it signals to Iran that the military option remains on the table if nuclear issues aren't resolved or the interim agreement is violated. The source added that as part of the deal, Iran will receive oil sanction waivers. But it's for the people of Iran, not going through to the criminal cabal at the top. The ones at the top, the puppet masters, are out. They are cut out of the deal. Yay. The fake news already is screaming, oh, President Trump is weak and he got played. Do not believe it. President Trump is destroying the literal Antichrist. The literal Antichrist. And if anybody doesn't believe that, say, you know what? They are anti-God, anti-family, anti-peace, anti-justice, anti-love, anti-everything good, anti-health, anti-everything good, and President Trump just defeated them. This is literally, literally biblical. All right, so I want you to see that and rejoice in that and just give thanks to the Lord that you are here to see this amazing Pentecost. And just buckle up, hold on tight. He also posted this. These people right here are the Cabal Minions. These are the Cabal Minions: Samantha Power, Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett, James Clapper, James Comey, John Brennan, Barack Obama, and Ben Rhodes. These are the Cabal Minions that lost, and now they're all going to lose. They're all losing. It's over for them. They're so done. And they will pay a serious price for their treason. How many times has President Trump been talking about treason? They are losing big time. Yes, buckle up, buttercups. Very exciting days for us and bad news for them. He just posted that this morning on the 24th. He's enjoying the winning. He's enjoying the winning. So let's enjoy the winning along with him. And also, he posted this morning, President Trump is getting younger. And that's really where we talk about the golden age of health. This is where we're headed into the golden age. If you haven't read my book yet, this one, The Golden Age, I talk about all the promises in God's word where it talks about what's going to happen in the golden age, in the millennial kingdom of Christ. Health, wealth, peace, unity, education, everything will be run by the Lord. Very, very fun. And we'll get younger. We really will. This is the promise from Jubilees chapter 23, verse 26. If you haven't read that, that's one of the books that they had hidden from us. But this is amazing days that we're looking at. I'm going to see if I can find this YouTube, see if that's going. I want to make sure that's going. Yay, it's going. I'm so excited. I was like, why are you going slow? But it is working now. So that's really great. Hey, everybody on YouTube, I want to make sure that you guys are there. And I will make sure you get the link. Actually, I'm going to pop the link right in there now for my wonderful moderators. Hey, moderators, there it is right there. There's the YouTube link. Everybody go and join both YouTube and the Rumble and make sure you follow there and that you make sure to like over there. Everybody make sure to like and subscribe in both locations. Let me see if I had fun here. This one. Hit the like button, subscribe, share, comment, do everything. So people need to know this. Stop hearing the fake news and the bad news. It's fake news. The good news is the truth. We're finally there on the timeline of history. Really exciting. All right. See, just health, but just you have to make sure that you don't listen to fake news. I have a health page on melissaredpill.com. Go over there and learn all about how you can really achieve health. I've got some really big news for you. I'm not going to go into today, but I've been doing a lot more research about specifically cancer, because there's someone in my world who has been diagnosed with cancer, and we're going to see perfect healing. Really. we all have all this available to us now, and they cannot hold us back. We're ascending, and they cannot hold us back anymore. All right. So I want you to see this. This is what President Trump posted about heaven. I want you to hear the prayer that they prayed for him, and then I'll show you this post. Check this out.
Lifting up the arms of our president. We pray for your continued blessing and favor to rest upon him. We pray for wisdom from heaven to flood his heart, his mind, and Lord, you will guide him in these challenging times that we're facing today. I pray for your grace and your protection over him. I pray for your grace and protection over our troops and all of our men and women serving in our armed forces. And Father, we just pray you'll continue to give our president the strength that he needs to lead our great nation as we come back to one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We pray your heavenly blessing upon him in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Amen to all of that. I'm so thankful that we have our wonderful president. Just, we are so blessed. And yeah, 4 more years. How about Trump forever? I'm just up for that. Yeah. All right. So, I know that. I see what you're saying, Duncan, too. I know. I hear you. I know we're racing against the clock. Thankfully, this dear friend of mine is listening to me about the true cures, thankfully, and just pray that person will have the eyes to see. You know, as I was just talking about the other day, and I know I'm getting off the subject a little bit, but I want to say this real quick. I talked about Laura with Prescribing Life, Dr. Laura with Prescribing Life, who helped Laura, who had multiple sclerosis. And she is, in my opinion, she's healed. She's healed because of the natural cures. And I know I can't even say that word. Hopefully I'm not going to get banned off of YouTube for saying that word. Like, that's a terrible word. It's how horrible. And so I have a friend of my husband's just passed with multiple sclerosis. We held out the lifeline for him and he would not take it. He would not take it. We had a way that he could get it for free. He wouldn't take it. And I let him who has eyes to see and ears to hear, right? Just like our Lord Jesus. I can't make someone receive it, right? You can lead a horse to water. You can give him the water and you can't make him drink it. But just pray. Just pray for everyone to be able to receive the truth. All right. So I want you to see all of that. Let me see if I've shown you that. I want to show you that. Okay. Here's what President Trump said yesterday from this post. President Trump's fixation on heaven is good for America. He posted this yesterday. Isn't that the truth? You call it a fixation. Okay, you can call it a fixation. They're trying to like downplay it. Okay, yes, we're fixated on Christ. The Bible says, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Right? This is where our eyes are fixed on him because he is our Savior. He is the one who is saving the world. And that verse, I love this verse. It says, you know, fix your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, for the joy set before him endured the cross, thinking nothing of the shame. And now has seated himself down at the right hand of the Father, right? I'm so thankful that our Lord, that we have our eyes on, is running this world. He's the king of this world. He's the king of the millennial kingdom. And nothing can stop what is coming because he rules this world. He bought this world with his own blood. And yes, it is a good thing for America that President Trump is helping us to fix our eyes on our Lord. Isn't that the truth? And I'll tell you this. I was thinking about this morning. We are so happy to know about what's happening and connect it with the biblical festivals, that this is the Pentecost day, the day of blessing, the pouring out of God's Spirit on all humanity, the pouring out of freedom, the pouring out of wealth, the pouring out of all these blessings. And the church, by and large, is missing it. It's missing it. It's really heartbreaking and shocking, but it was for a reason. If the cabal had, if the church has been under the control by these handlers at the top, but they will be set free also, and then everyone's going to know the truth. This is what it talks about in the book of Revelation. Again, I go back to this book here, the End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. In chapter 14 of the book of Revelation, it talks about the first ones to wake up, and then there being this great harvest, and the rest of everyone will wake up with this great harvest. This is the first bundle of grain, and the rest is going to be this huge harvest for the world, not to leave Earth, not to escape Earth, but to awaken to this beautiful day that we are entering into. It's really beautiful and exciting. All right, so I want you to see, last night I posted this, that timing is everything, and really Pentecost starts at 6 p.m., so President Trump was in there working on this and resolving this, getting everything hammered out at 6 p.m. on Pentecost, at the, you know, when the evening, the day starts at 6 p.m., sundown. That's not coincidence. That is not a coincidence. That is what is happening. Trump announces major Iran deal, largely negotiated, pending finalization. And I just read to you about the finalization. But he was saying, look at all the people he was talking to. He's in the Oval Office at the White House, where we had a very good call with President Mohammed bin Salman Al Saud of Saudi Arabia. I'm not going to say all the names, but I'm just going to say the leader of the United Arab Emirates, the leader of these names of Qatar, and also of Pakistan, of Turkey, of Egypt, of Jordan, of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and all things related to the Memorandum of Understanding pertaining to peace. The memorandum, I haven't read, you know, they haven't given us the memorandum pertaining to peace, but I will tell you what it is. It's the cabal boxed out. We're all going to have free, fair trade. Now, they call free trade something totally different, but it's truly freedom and fair trade between nations without having some puppet master at the top who's siphoning off the wealth and controlling this through terrorism. That day is over. This is over. We're not having that anymore. So this is what they agreed to. An agreement has been largely negotiated, subject to finalization between the U.S. and the Islamic Republic of Iran and various other countries, as listed above. Separately, I had a call with Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu, which likewise went very well. Now, if you notice from the video I just posted yesterday, he was not happy that he was not able to go in and take control of Iran. But if anybody thinks that Bibi Netanyahu runs President Trump, that's fake news. That is absolute fake news. President Trump is running all of this. He is the negotiator in chief and the commander in chief, and he is the genius in chief, right? Final aspects and details of the deal are currently being discussed and will be announced shortly. In addition to many other elements of the agreement, the Strait of Hormuz will be open. Thank you for your attention to this matter, President Donald J. Trump. Now, I will say this. They're saying, oh, they have not hammered out the issue about the nuclear stockpile weapons, you know, the power. That stuff's deep, deep, deep down in the earth. They can't even get to it. But either way, as much as President Trump has said they can't have a nuclear weapon, they are, and yes, they will not have a nuclear weapon. But the thing is, if they had had a nuclear weapon, they would have used it by now. If they had been able to have access to a nuclear weapon, I'm talking about the cabal, if they had had access. This is what the whole movie of The Sum of All Fears was about. But we can't, we couldn't allow that. And President Trump knew that. And that's why he's prevented them from being able to have access to that and to pull that evil trigger. He said, you know, if they had access to it, they would have used it. That's the truth. That's the truth. So clearly they do not. They have been boxed out and they were not able to use their nuclear weapon. Praise the Lord. Humanity is saved. I'm telling you, rejoice. I'm telling you right now to rejoice and know that this is the great day that we've been waiting for all of our lives. We're so blessed to see this day. All right, so the next thing is, let's talk about Warsh. I love his name. I love his name. If you remember the verse from Matthew chapter 24, where it talks about they won't know what hit them until the flood comes and washes them all away. I even did a video a while back about, boy, they'll be washed away. Yeah, all these names just really crack me up. But this is, he's washing them away because the cabal no longer controls our currency for the first time in a long, long, long time. You could even go back probably to the Civil War. They will not control the currency anymore. They do not control the Federal Reserve. They do not control our interest rates. And, you know, that their financial control over our country is over. And it's not a coincidence that this is happening on Pentecost and that he will take his, yes, he was installed on Friday, but he will take his position first thing Monday morning. So, you know, I don't think he's going to announce anything until then. And the market is loving him. They believe that he is going to make America strong and great again. And it is not a coincidence that he was installed, whatever you want to call it, as the Fed chairman on Pentecost. The Federal Reserve, for those, everybody here knows this, but just in case someone does not, the Federal Reserve is not a government institution. It is a cabal of bankers who have controlled our economy because they've raised interest rates to harm our corporations. So that if you're a big corporation and you need to build all these factories, et cetera, and you can't get the money, either you can't get it or the interest rate is so high that it's just cost prohibitive, then it shuts down our business and it shuts down people from getting jobs. It shuts down our economy. And that's why they were trying so hard through, again, I talked about all this on the video yesterday, Carney and Obama were trying to get China to be the big financial capital of the world and remove it from America. And they were also trying through the BRICS to have the BRICS as the world reserve currency. And President Trump said, no, not so fast. Nope, not happening. So very, very exciting that this is happening on Pentecost. This is not a coincidence. This is about two things. Jubilee is about the captives being freed, which all the captives throughout the world are being freed from this criminal cabal, controlling all the wars, controlling the Strait of Hormuz, and controlling the money. And also, as it says here, the debts being canceled. You know, and how that exactly happens, I don't know. I think we'll take off like a rocket ship with Warsh. But whenever that happens, if you look in the Bible, it talks about this being announced and then it being done over time and not like on a certain day that all the debts are canceled. So we'll see how it works out. Either way, we're set. We're free. We're free. All right, so I want you to see that. And then I want you to hear what President Trump said. This was really cool. And listen to the very beginning of it. Does he say Federal Reserves? He says Federal Reserves. And so many times he'll say something and it sounds like he made a mistake, but I don't think it was a mistake. I think that this was intentional, and it makes me think that these assets, many of these assets have been seized, or they've been, through OFAC because they were doing some kind of criminal activity, and these assets have been seized. And I believe that those are in our hands. So do we truly now have reserves that we wouldn't allow them to access under Powell? But now, Bessent has this control. I just have a feeling that when he says Federal Reserves, we truly have reserves, which was what we thought it was all this time. We thought the Federal Reserve was our reserve, money that was used to be used for our country. And then we realized, no, it's not. They hijacked it and they stole it and they made us debt slaves through just putting us in debt, and charging exorbitant interest. So anyway, I want you to hear it and you can tell me what you think. Check it out.
Warsh. And I expect he will go down as one of the truly great chairmen of the Federal Reserves that we've ever had. I really believe that. I think.
Did you hear that? Did y'all hear that? The Federal Reserves. Okay. He knows it's not the Federal Reserves, right? He knows that. You and I know that. He said it on purpose. We have the money. As you know from the book of Proverbs, the Lord said in his word that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. They have lost it all. Everything has been confiscated through this. I feel sure it is. I feel sure that we actually do have reserves and that those funds will be used to make America great again. And we have the money to be able to loan this out to the businesses so that they can, that nothing can hold them back any longer. This is, and it's not only for America, it's for all of the world. Because as America goes, the entire world goes. That's why all these countries that I just listed, Egypt, UAE, Saudi Arabia, etc., they all made the deal with President Trump because they know he has the reserves and the cabal is done. Are they going to say this on the news? No. That's why you're here. To get the real skinny. Check this out. I want you to hear it one more time.
And I expect he will go down as one of the truly great chairmen of the Federal Reserves that we've ever had.
We got it. He's got it all. He's got the gold. He's got everything. And if you remember, the gold is listed on our books at $30. What's the price of it now? I haven't looked lately, like $4,000 an ounce. So we're rich. Yes, that was no mistake, R. Carly. I agree. That's not. Yeah, hey, my name's 66. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you made it. All right, so yeah. Okay, so I want you to see this. This is from the 17 board. It says, the plan to have the Fed raise rates, steep incline, beginning March 2019, in an effort to kill the economy prior to the 2020 presidential election is known and planned for. Structure change coming. So this is exactly what the Federal Reserve has done. They did everything that they could and have since 2019 to kill the economy. And that's why he's called him Too Late Powell, because he would never reduce the interest rates. And even though they knew that the economy could take a reduction in the interest rates, and they did this on purpose to try to squash our economy and to make us suffer, because these people are evil. They want to scrape all the siphon off all the goody, all the wealth of our country, of every country, so that they have it. And it will not do them any good. And the Bible says that what good is it for a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? What good is it that they would have all of this? It won't help you in the day of judgment, the Bible says. You thought you built your nests so you would be escaped judgment, and you've shamed your name and forfeited your very lives. That's from the from one of the minor prophets. I want to say Micah, but that may not be the one. But anyway, I decoded the book, the minor prophets too. If you want to know the wonderful truth about the minor prophets, go and check that book out, The Major Clues from Minor Prophets. They are talking a lot about loot the silver, plunder the gold. There's no end to their uncounted wealth. That's in Nahum. They are bankrupt. Habakkuk talks about they will stand there penniless and helpless. This is where we are on the timeline of history. So exciting. So that's what 17 told us. It lines up right with 17. That's when I started to read all this and go, wait a minute. We've been misled. I need to find out what the Bible really says and not buy into the baloney. So unfortunately, the church has been really misled a lot about these things. So this is the what it said, Federal Reserve ending. One day back in April of 2018, we were told we could ask different questions. Well, one of the questions was, Federal Reserve ending, and the response was structure. So if I'm going to play, I think I have a clip where Warsh is talking about changing the structure of the Federal Reserve. Okay, so yeah, structure change coming. Let me see if I have that clip for you. Okay, so this was the other thing. See if I can find it. Maybe I don't have that clip, but he did talk about structure change coming. And then President Trump is saying here, tippy top shape. How many times just recently has he said tippy top? That's not normal. It's a message to us. He's saying this is it, everybody. Keep your eyes open. And we have our eyes wide open. We know exactly what's going on. We see that this is the fall of the cabal, the end of their rule over the world. And this is the day of Pentecost, the pouring out of these blessings on humanity. What a day. Okay, has everybody pinched themselves? Just give me the thumbs up if you pinched yourself. All right, so I want you to hear what President Trump says about tippy top.
It's the most beautiful building. I love this building. We fix it up all the time. That's the real estate business in me. And it's in tippy top shape, finally.
Of course, it's in tippy top shape. He's got to say tippy top. He's just got to. And then he also said it this day to the cadets. Check this out. I played this the other day, but you got to hear it again.
And we're also providing $380 million for renovations and improvements right here at the Academy. The Academy is going to be so beautiful. It's already beautiful, frankly, but it's going to be tippy top, as I say. It's going to be perfect.
And we're it's going to be tippy top, tippy top. It's just a message to us. This is it. Everybody pay attention. Everyone who's been following 17, most people wouldn't even know. They're like, what do you mean tippy top? We said, is this real? Because we didn't want to be fooled. And they said, if you really are running the 17 board, can you say tippy top of all things to say? And he did. He said the very next day when he went out on Easter Sunday, and he said to keep the White House in tippy top shape. So it's a message to us that this is it. Keep your eyes open and watch for this beautiful demise of the criminal cabal. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. So, I want to show you that, but I'm going to show you this one first. Okay. So the other thing I want you to see is on this post right here. This is this is a very interesting post. 998. How do you like that one? Why do they persecute me so? This is post 998. You can go to qagg.news if you want to see this, but it's, saying, why do they persecute me so? This is why they hate this board, because this board is, telling the truth about how there's been a group that has really done some very bad evil. That is who's at the top of this criminal cabal. So it says, probably having a terrible May. It says, the chair serves the master. Who is the master? Okay, I think that very likely is saying that the chair, the Federal Reserve chair, or really the chair of all these boards, they all ultimately serve the master, whether it's the chair of the educational universities or the media or whatever, they all serve the master, the cabal at the top. But it mostly is the Federal Reserve chair. They always talk about the chair. That's I think that's what it's talking about. And so their chair, Powell, is gone. Did y'all see me post that the other day? It said, we've been having irritable Powell syndrome. So I'm glad to be over irritable Powell syndrome. Oh, so the chair is now a patriot. Warsh, who's washing them all away and really serving the master, is serving now, instead of serving the cabal, is serving our country, serving the patriots, serving President Trump. So, yeah, who is the master? Yeah. All right, so I just think that was really cool. So you can definitely check into that post, because I believe that the chair has finally changed and no longer serves the master, serves that evil master. Yay, praise the Lord. All right, so this was a very interesting post, and this was, did you know that they announced that King Charles died? Sorry, we didn't mean to say that. Who does that? Nobody in their right mind would post that. They did the same thing with Elizabeth. Remember that? Queen Elizabeth, you know, they announced months before it was reported that she died. They reported that she died, right? A couple months before. And it made us wonder, did she really die? And then they just announce it whenever they please. I mean, who would know? Clearly they can put masks on people and, you know, have someone walk around and think, you know, and pretend to be the queen, and who's going to be the wiser? I don't know. We don't know. Just very interesting if that were to be the case. We know either way, whether he's alive or not alive, either way, their power is over. It's over. If we didn't see anything else but with him coming over and having this meeting with President Trump in the Hall of the Bees and transferring the power, telling the bees, announcing to the bees, okay, we're changing hands. The power is now no longer with Charles. It's with President Trump. So even whether we saw that or not, you know, his power is gone, clearly gone. May 19th, the famous radio station accidentally announced the king was dead. And May 19th, Hugh Delta says, how about a nice game of chess? Chess, objective end is checkmate the king. Do you attack the king at the beginning of the game? Do you attack them, remove pawns first? Of course, this is why it's taken so long. Right, to remove all these pawns. Do you attack and remove bishops, rooks, knights next? Clearly. Do you attack and remove the queen mid to end? Right, the queen was removed mid to end. Right, Queen Elizabeth. Is the game being played publicly or privately? Do emotions affect critical thinking? Add important king control pieces, eliminate rogue elements. How do you set the stage, the board, public opinion, optics? At this time, quote, you'll hear this phrase a lot of times. At this time, you know, this is being reported, that type of thing. So, yeah, thank you, MJ Truth, for finding this. This was a very interesting thing that they made, and they're apologizing that they made this false broadcast. Maybe he's alive, maybe he's dead. Either way, he is finished. He is no longer in power. Very, very exciting. It's like no one's even paying attention. All this is going on in Iran, and they're just an afterthought. No one is even talking about the United Kingdom or the royals, or it's just like, who? They don't even matter. They're so finished. All right, so yeah, definitely go and check this video out. I'm going to pop this link over into the chat if you haven't seen it already. So I'll just put it in your video, watch video, whatever. All right, so thank you, moderators and Songbird, for putting that over on the YouTube also. So here's what I talked about on that video that is really important. And so I'll just give you a little primer on it, that his winning strategy is sanctioning, as I've been talking about a little bit here, sanctioning all these UK companies, all these cabal companies that were in the name of the IRGC, Iran. But it was not clearly for the people of Iran. They were just a proxy. They were just a placeholder for this money being siphoned out of Iran over to the cabal. Also, that the Muslim Brotherhood has been running all of this terrorist activities, blaming Muslims when it's really just a terrorist group, the Muslim Brotherhood. And that is being sanctioned and stopped and exposed, that they're the ones really who've been running all of this. And who was the head of this? Obama and Brennan, head of the Muslim Brotherhood, but it's not Muslims. And really, we just need to, in my opinion, chill on Muslims. Muslims are, you know, have been used and abused just like Christians have. And, you know, all the religious institutions have been terribly abused. And so our issue is not with Muslims, in my opinion. Our issue is with those who are the the ones at the top of the Muslim Brotherhood, and maybe who are using the power structure in Islam to control the people. Same thing with the church. They control the masses so that they get them to politically do what they want them to do. Also, these cartels, as I was saying earlier, that they are being decimated because now each of these countries in South America are being helped by the U.S. military, and so these cartels are just disintegrating. Finally. And this is setting the people free because they've been living in abject fear. And that in that way, the people who want to go back to their home country can go back and not be afraid for their very lives. So that is huge that President Trump is crushing them, using the military, using these sanctions, and they're all their money is no longer going to the cabal. That's really their power source is all this money, and they're just, as it says in Habakkuk, penniless and helpless. Their money's been confiscated. It's the whole thing. It's the fall of Babylon. Really exciting. Also, Mark Carney, the, I guess, Prime Minister of Canada, and Obama, they had four failed missions. I'm going to show you that in just a second. And also, as I was saying, Xi is working with Trump. As I talked about this on the video, that, you know, if Xi was, you know, not working with Trump, he would be upset because he's not being able to get oil from Iran or Venezuela. But they're clearly working together. They have everything in the world that they need. Clearly everything is going along fine. Because if not, it would have been World War IV, right? It would have been if China had not had, and understandably so, they need the oil. And so for President Trump to shut down their ability to get it from Iran and Venezuela, clearly they have been able to get it, you know, from America for really longer. They've not put them in a difficult position, I don't believe. All right, so here's what Obama and Carney failed on their mission. They failed to replace the U.S. The U.S. with China as the new industrial empire. They failed on that. They failed to get the BRICS to replace the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency. The U.S. dollar is going to continue to be the U.S. reserve, the world reserve currency, and it will now be truly backed by hard assets because we'll now have Warsh as the Federal Reserve Chair, and we're not going to have them do this funny money anymore and really affect the entire world. So that they failed on that. That was one of their missions from the cabal handlers to do that. They failed on that. They failed on changing over the cryptocurrency to be controlled by the central banks. Thank you, Lord. And also they failed on the Green New Scam to siphon off all the assets. They failed on that. So that's really exciting that, so definitely check into that video so you can see how each one of these Soros has failed, Khamenei has failed, Obama and Carney have failed, and then Netanyahu has failed also. Here is where he was. Oh, here's the sanctions. This is the list. If you want to take a screenshot of that, those are those London-based companies, cabal companies that were saying that they're Iranian, but they're really cabal, United Kingdom, City of London companies. So I wanted to show you this one about, okay, here it is. So Netanyahu was pretty upset because he wanted so desperately to go into Iran to get the nuclear material, right? And so President Trump said, no, we're not doing that. And so he was spitting mad. Hair on fire, mad. He's beside himself with rage after a furious phone call with Trump over Iran war that left him with his hair on fire. Yay! Any day that he's unhappy, I'm happy. So yeah, he realizes it's game over. He has no ability to get this done. And he knows better than to do something because President Trump will shut him down. He'll shut him down. So very exciting. Really exciting. President Trump has kept his enemies close. Most people don't understand that, this high-level strategy that President Trump has employed, and he has kept Netanyahu right in his pocket and making him think all this time that he was going to get Gaza and he was going to get Iran and he's got a big fat nothing. And all of his buddies in the United Kingdom, this his cabal buddies that he was really trying to outfox, they all have nothing. Now they all lose. It's very exciting. And, you know, Soros loses all of them. Very exciting. Okay, I want to read to you from the book of Revelation because today is the day. Happy Pentecost. This is the day of the fall of Babylon. And I want you to, as I'm reading this, I want you to hear what it's talking about as far as the fall of this criminal cartel running the commerce of the world. That's the issue, that they will no longer control the world commerce. Really exciting. After I saw this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven with great authority, and the earth grew bright with his splendor. He gave a mighty shout, Babylon is fallen. That great city is fallen. I wish so much that the church was awake to see this, but clearly that's just, they're not. They're just not. And most churches have no idea that Babylon is fallen today on Pentecost. That's what this is about. What's going on in boxing them out? They're fallen. That they have no idea that that's really what's going on this wonderful day of Pentecost, of now having this, our Federal Reserve Chairman. They don't even see that this looks like a giant coincidence, and it's not. This is all according to biblical timing. The great city of evil is fallen. She's become a home for demons, a hideout for every foul spirit, a hideout for every foul vulture and every foul and dreadful animal. Foul, 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 evil people who've been running all of this. The ones I just gave you pictures of, with Obama and Carney and Soros and Netanyahu and Gates and Fauci, on and on and on the list goes. They are done. They have become a hideout for all of this foul, evil, financial control, commerce control, war control, and it's fallen. It's amazing. It's amazing that our genius president, with us helping, we've been helpers, but it was his genius. And all the, it's taken so long. It took so long, but here we are. All the nations have fallen because of the wand of her passionate immorality. We've all been under their boot. They've controlled the world because of the financial control, the war control, the health control, the puppet masters that have been installed all over. Those are the four horsemen of the apocalypse. That's how we fell to them. They controlled all this money. But now they are fallen. For all the nations have fallen because of the wine of her passionate immorality. The kings of the world have committed adultery with her because of her desires for extravagant luxury. The merchants of the world have grown rich. They did, but now it's gone. The kings of the world, who's that talking about? The kings, the powerful, the ones who are in the puppet masters. They took these positions. They took these presidencies, Obama, Soros, you know, these ones that I was just listing. They've made tons of wealth and power because they were so greedy. And they did this knowing they were harming humanity. They knew they were harming everyone. And they did it on purpose. They knew what they were doing. There's some people who didn't know. But these people knew. That's who it's talking about when it says the kings of the world have committed adultery with her. They have joined in league. They've been the puppets of the puppet masters. And they're done. Praise the Lord. Then I heard another voice calling from heaven, come away from her, my people. Do not take part in her sins or you'll be punished with her. For her sins are piled as high as heaven and God remembers her evil deeds. The Lord says he doesn't remember our sins. Our sins are cast behind his back as far as the east is from the west. Many of us have done things we didn't even realize. Some people have joined in league with them, but they didn't realize. I know people right now who are just ignorantly doing things they don't even realize. You know, he says, come out, come away. If you do participate, and if you are knowingly doing these things, you will participate in her punishment also. God remembers her evil deeds due to her as she has done to others. Double her penalty for all her evil deeds. She brewed a cup of terror for others, so brew twice as much for her. Do not doubt it. They will pay and pay and pay some more, especially with what they have done to children, making all this money at the harm of children. It's awful. the harm of people who are sick, giving them poison, giving them evil drugs that would make them sicker. They will pay. They will have that cup of terror that they poured for them. They will have twice as much. She glorified herself and lived in luxury. So match it now with torment and sorrow. Thank you, Lord. This is our Lord Jesus. I love that clip I play always at the beginning of the videos. He has fire in his eyes and a sword in his mouth. This is our Lord Jesus. He is brewing up a cup of terror for them. This is our Lord Jesus. He will crush the wicked. He will destroy them, the Bible says, root and branch. That's in those minor prophets I was telling you about. He will destroy them. If you want me to read those books to you, they're over on Melissa Red Pill. You can listen to them. There's a special offer. You can get like four for the price of three if you want to. That special's going on. But yeah, you can listen to them. It takes forever to do an audiobook, just so you know. But anyway, the point is, I love the minor prophets. They are telling us the truth about our Lord Jesus is that he is going to save us and he's going to destroy those who have been harming us. We are his precious possession. We are the apple of his eye. And he is very angry with what they have done to us and to the children, just like we are. It's the same feeling you have of anger toward them as a righteous indignation. He has it times a million. He is going to destroy them. He's matching it with torment and sorrow. She boasted in her heart, I'm a queen on my throne. I'm no helpless widow. I have no reason to mourn. Let them eat cake. Therefore, these plagues will overtake her in a single day. Death and mourning and famine. It's not really talking about a physical 24-hour day. I don't think it's talking about for thousands of years, they've been running roughshod over humanity. And in this short period of time, 8 years, whatever it is, you know, this period of time, this short day, they're crushed. But I do think this is a very special day. This 24-hour period right now, this Pentecost day, I do believe this is a big day on the timeline of history. This is the Jubilee that we've been waiting for, when we will have control of our financial assets and we can have control of world commerce. That's what's happening. Enjoy it. She will be completely consumed by fire, for the Lord who judges her is mighty. Amen. And the kings of the world who committed adultery with her and enjoyed her great luxury will mourn for her as they see the smoke rising from her charred remains. They'll stand at a distance, terrified at her great torment. How terrible for you. Oh, Babylon, you great city. In a single moment, God's judgment came on you. The merchants of the world will weep and mourn for her, for there's no one left to buy their goods. This is what's happening right now. They realize the ones who've been making this ill-gotten gains that they're boxed out, they're crying right now. They're crying and throwing dust on their heads because they are not going to be able to reap the benefits at the expense of humanity anymore. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This is the salvation of the world. The world will be set free. The people all over the world will have the assets that are in their nations. The evildoers will never again confiscate their assets. The gold out of Africa or anything out of anywhere. They will have the assets. The oil that's in Iran will benefit the Iranian people. The oil in Venezuela will benefit the Venezuelan people. Whatever assets are in each of the countries, they will be able to enjoy them, and they will not have these criminal cartels going in and destroying the peace and harmony that they of their country. No more. She bought great quantities of gold and silver, jewels and pearls, fine linen, purple, scarlet, and silk, things made of fragrant ivory goods, and objects made of expensive wood, bronze, iron, and marble. She also bought cinnamon, spice, incense, myrrh, frankincense, wine, olive oil, fine flour, wheat, cattle, sheep, horses, wagons, just all the wealth of the world. It's, he hadn't gone to the store lately and bought a wagon. They might not buy wagons. I don't know. Bottom line, anything their hearts desired, they could get because they were merchandising in everything under the sun, and they could buy anything they wanted to buy. And it says here, talk about buying and selling. They've been part of this group, so they've been able to have all the power to buy and sell. And the last one on the list, human slaves, children. selling humans. This is what these people have done. The Lord told us in his word. In Revelation 18, he told us what they were doing. And we see it very clearly now. That's why we're in this battle. Every one of us is in this battle because we said, nope, that's not happening. You know, you maybe steal from us, whatever, make us poor, but we can put up with that. But we're not going to allow you to sell humans. Not doing that of any age. Not happening. And now we realize all the damage that they have done. And so we've been fighting everything. The fancy things you love so much are gone. The fancy things you loved, which is hard for us to imagine, but the harming of children, that's gone. Never to be yours again. The luxuries and splendors are gone forever. Never to be yours again. They will never harm children again. That's over. If it was just that they had a yacht, you know, made us poor, but they will never, never harm children again. And if anyone does, the consequences will be severe. Severe. Death penalty. Not we're going into the golden age of justice for the children. The merchants who became wealthy by selling her these things will stand at a distance, terrified by her great torment. Thank you, Lord, the torment. Thank you, Lord, for the justice that they will endure. They will weep. They will cry out. How terrible for that great city. She was clothed in finest purple and scarlet linens, decked out in gold and precious stones and pearls. In a single moment, all the wealth of that city is gone. This is what we're witnessing. This is what we're witnessing. You probably won't hear this on the news, but this is what you're hearing right here. All the captains of the merchant ships and their passengers and sailors and crews will stand at a distance. They will cry out as they watch the smoke ascend. They will say, where is another city as great as this? Where is a city that can run roughshod over the entire world and can scrape this and siphon away the wealth of each of the nations? There won't be ever again. Every nation will have its own wealth. They'll cry out as they watch the smoke ascend, and they will weep and throw dust on their heads to show their grief, and they will cry out how terrible for that great city. Yeah, it's terrible for them. It's terrible for them. We rejoice. We rejoice. It says that here in just a second. The shipowners became wealthy by transporting this great wealth on the seas. In a single moment, it's all gone. What President Trump is just negotiating is no more commerce. All the commerce will be run in a fair way. And I'll tell you, if you trade in children, it's over for you. This is part of what was discussed. I mark it down. They will not ever again trade in children. Ever. If they do, it's severe consequences. Severe. And trust me, President Trump will know. Rejoice over her fate, O heaven, and people of God and apostles and prophets, for at last God has judged her for your sakes. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We are rejoicing today. This is the day of Pentecost. We're rejoicing this day that we're the people of God, and then the apostles and the prophets. At last, thank you, Lord, that you have judged her for our sakes, because we're the apple of your eye, because we are your precious possession. You have rescued us. Thank you so much, Lord. We rejoice over what you're doing to the criminal cabal to remove them. A mighty angel picked up a boulder the size of a huge millstone. He threw it in the ocean and shouted, just like this, the great city of Babylon will be thrown down with violence and will never be found again. The sound of harps, singers, flutes, and trumpets will never be heard in you again. No craftsmen, no trades will ever be found in you again. The sound of the mill will never be heard in you again. The light of a lamp will never shine in you again. The voices of brides and grooms will never be heard in you again. For your merchants were the greatest in the world. You deceived the nations with your sorceries. Doesn't this make perfectly good sense now that we know this truth, you guys? In your streets flowed the blood of the prophets and of God's holy people, children, and the blood of people slaughtered all over the world. This is happening before our eyes. Praise the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. We, you know, he's the strong man. He can bind the strong man because he's the stronger man. He can bind the strong satanic criminal cabal because he's the stronger man. He's the one who's able, and he owns the world because he bought the world with his own blood, We praise you, Lord Jesus, because you are the King of the world. We praise you that you are doing this. We rejoice that you are doing this. We rejoice, as it says here, for at last you've judged her for our sakes. We are so, so, so blessed. So definitely check into this. You can see, here's the link to the books right here. I'll just pop that over on the chat. Here's the books. And the audiobooks are over on Kindle as well as on melissaredpill.com. But yes, very, very good news. Very good news. And just definitely check out The Golden Age. Beautiful days ahead. And everyone who's reading it is just like so excited to hear the promises. It's yay and amen. There's no doubt. Nothing can stop what is coming about the Golden Age either. Nothing can stop the punishment from coming on them, and nothing is going to stop the beautiful days that are ahead for us. You're going to see all the promises in God's Word. And don't forget to go over and put in a review. If you don't mind, please put a review, because that will help people to see how it's really good news for us. All right. I think that's everything I had to show you today. Don't forget to go on. Let me just do this real quick. Melissa Red Pill. melissaredpill.com, and you can see, like I said, the books, and you can also see the videos. We have lots of videos over there. If you want to check out President Trump's lineage, if you want to check out the stars in the heavens, check out this page right here, the flags of the tribes of Israel that show you where the tribes went, the biblical astronomy, what each of the stars means, and how they're sending us messages all the day long, day after day. They are speaking to us if we just have the understanding, and that this will really help you. Check out that, and also check out the health page right here, these health links. Definitely check into this. We are getting our health back. I have more great information I'm going to be posting on there that I've been researching. But the most important thing you can do is detox and fill yourself with nutrients so you can fight off anything that they throw at you. Okay. And this is all that I talk about on the channel, on the health page, freedomforce.live/health. I think I mentioned the other day how I was catching a sniffle, and I put this right here, the CD. I did the snoot spray, and I followed it with the P2 and got over it that quick, literally within like 24 hours. Amazing. I burn a little bit, but it'll knock it right out. I think that's it. Okay. We're going to pray, and then we're going to jet out. Thank you so much, Lord, for Pentecost. Thank you for your promise. You told us to count, and thank you that has given us the eyes to see what you are doing to rescue the world. Rescue us, because we are your precious possession. We are the apple of your eye. And thank you, Lord, that you have done this. You have brought judgment on this and torment on them because of the evil that they have done to humanity. And you've done it for our sakes, for us, to save us. We thank you, Lord. I thank you that we get to witness this day, and that you've helped us to understand what's going on. I thank you. I just continue to pray for my battalion. I pray, Lord, that you would help us to be able to wake other people up who are ready to hear the wonderful truth, because we know that the great harvest is coming when everyone's going to understand the truth. It's going to be so beautiful, so wonderful for everyone to be unified and for everyone to realize that we're free. We're finally free all over the world. What a day. The golden age. That you've promised, eyes not seen and ears not heard. And it's not even entered into the heart of man what you have prepared for us who love you and all over the world. It's just, we're so thankful to live in this day. Thank you, Lord, for that you've kept us safe and that you've protected our health. No matter what they've thrown at us, you have kept us safe and protected our health so that we could see this day. Thank you for our wonderful president and all those on the front lines. We just ask you to continue to bless them and strengthen them, and don't let one hair fall from their head. But for those who've done evil, we see, and we are with great expectation, we'll be watching for their complete destruction. We are so thankful that they're out of money, they're out of power, and they are going to soon have their freedom taken away. We thank you. We thank you. We trust your plan on exactly when that will happen. And we just thank you that you are in control and that you are the King of this beautiful, glorious kingdom. We pray all this in your wonderful name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. We're going to jet. And let me see if there's anything else I want to show you. I think that's it. Okay. Love you guys. And I will talk to you on Tuesday. We're not going to finish yet. I'm going to talk to you on Tuesday at 6 p.m., okay? I love you, and I will talk to you later. came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.